Hi, this is Guy Busick, and I am a co-writer of Ready or Not and The Two Scream, and you are listening to the Don't Go Out There podcast.
In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
And welcome back to another Instant Reaction Pod from Don't Go Out There. Obviously, this is not Nico Chin, but a familiar voice, hopefully so anyway. I am Mike Settle, and Brian and Nico and Dustin, we're all here because all of us have now seen Scream 6, Scream VI, if you know what I mean. So we're here to do a little instant reaction. Obviously, we're not going to do our normal movie breakdown that we do. We're going to wait for that to come out on streaming so everyone has a chance to see it if you don't make it to the theater. It's kind of the rule of thumb around here. But this show is just for our general thoughts. Dustin is basically fresh out of the theater, so it'll be really interesting to hear his thoughts. He hasn't had a few days to marinate. Like I saw it on Friday. Brian saw it on Saturday. Nico saw it on Sunday. And as we record this on a Monday night, Dustin has seen it now as well. So I'm really interested to hear everyone's thoughts. Before we get started, I think we're going to have a good old-fashioned tag team championship match in this episode tonight. I think this is a little two-on-two action. But since Nico is normally our scene-by-scene guy, I'm going to begin the show asking Nico for his general thoughts on Scream 6.
All right, I'll go first. Disappointed. I know I'm upsetting Brian with saying that, but I had high hopes for this one, but I kind of felt like they just did more of the same old of stuff I've complained about in the past. Didn't kill off any legacy characters. You kept having these stupid moments where like they would hit Ghostface, knock him down, but wouldn't kill Ghostface. They would just run away, piss me the fuck off. I don't know how I feel about Samara Weaving. I kind of wish she would have been in the movie more, but we kind of all discussed on our reaction to the trailer. She might be the opening kill, so right. I guess I just wanted her in the movie longer, but I did like her scene. I will say that. Just another long ending scene with a terrible, terrible reveal of Ghostface. Thought it was awful. I'm getting tired of you just bringing in these goddamn family members to just make a movie. I think it's ridiculous at this point. But overall, I thought Ghostface mask looked great. The kills were great. It was gory. The subway scene was fun. A little drawn out, but it was fun. So, yeah, that's my general thoughts.
All right, let's go with not Dustin yet. Because I have a feeling after some head nods where he may be going, Brian, brother, my brethren in Scream love, please come in and help this man understand what's going on here. General thoughts on Scream VI, buddy.
Hey, I didn't just like it. I loved this movie. Now, yeah, there are some nitpicks. I agree with Nico as far as, you know, some of it goes. Like, it bothered me that some of the characters took too many it's getting to where they're taking too many stabs right. And just, like, still going. And that's – but all in all, like, I loved the reveal. I don't – it's not like it's another long-lost family member of Sydney. I mean, like, it's a little revenge for – killing their son and brother the movie before. It was not something that like spanned six movies of like somebody always being there or something, which I would understand. But to me, I think that reveal was great. Sam was a fucking force in this movie to me. She was like, it was her movie. And
yes, it was.
I think it was fantastic. I have now seen, with the exception of the very first 1996 Scream, I've now seen every single Scream movie in the theater, which is kind of a big deal for me because most of the time I don't watch them in the theater. But I absolutely loved it. I have it third on my list now. I don't know if we're going to rank them at the end like we normally do, but I have Scream 6 now third on my list, and I thought it was fantastic.
All right, Brother Dustin, you're fresh out of the theater with some fresh thoughts. Scream 6, VI reaction, buddy.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm fresh out of the theater because if we had waited a couple of days, you know, the way my CTE works, I wouldn't remember shit. But, you know, you guys know better than anyone how much I've been bitching about sequels and requels and reboots and dragging shit on and, you know, living off a legacy and all this. But you also know how much I love Bash at the Beach 1996, where Hulk Hogan They think he's going to help Macho Man, but in fact, he turns on him. Let me tell you something, brother. I fucking love this movie.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Sorry, Nico. I just dropped the leg on you. I know you were expecting some.
Hey, Dustin said all this trash in the ring represents Nico out here.
But I agree with what you said. A lot of what you said, Nico.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
As far as enjoyability, man, I was just like into it. And I told you, I don't like going to the theater anymore. And it's not because of the theater experience or it's because of this, that, and the other. I just don't like going and devoting periods of my time to where I can't get up and go get something to drink or pee without pausing it. And, you know, it's just the whole thing is just not for me anymore. But I told you guys that I was going to make myself go see this after work today because I've been in kind of a funk the past week or so. And I hope that this will snap me out of it. And I think it did. I thought the kills were great. We got some great gore. I thought now I did, you know, pretty early on have a suspicion. Okay. I think he's going to end up being, if not the Ghostface, he's in on it. And so I called that with Detective Bailey, but it didn't take away from it because you still got the twist with, you know, there's not just one and oh shit, she's not really dead. And so I thought the acting was great. They did enough to keep my interest as far as like, you know, I think that Mindy did it. She did a great job last movie, but in part five, but in this one, she did a great job again of reiterating the rules and kind of putting that in your mind. They paid enough homage to the original four or the first four movies, the core four Scream movies, without it feeling, I don't know. I didn't feel like this was just a cheap money grab. And I have been feeling like that about a lot of spinoffs lately. I like this one a lot better than part five. And I told Brian was the only one that was in on this swerve tonight. I told him how much I liked it earlier, but I agree. I said it to you and you agreed that I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but I also think this is probably top three in the franchise to me. I thought that, like I said, it just paid great homage to the original four. And I loved it.
Okay. Wow. Flip that script, a little 3-on-1 handicap match here, pal. Yeah, I love this movie. Like, I thought it was damn entertaining from start to finish. There was never a dead period where it dragged me. But again, I understand Nico's qualms because they are legitimate complaints about almost any movie in the Scream franchise. So I do think at some point to enjoy these movies, you have to really be a fan of what Scream tries to do. It is not a paint-by-number slasher. It's not supposed to be. And I said this in our Scream 5 review. I almost feel that the Ghostface reveals aren't that damn important to me anymore. They don't mean anything to me anymore. As long as they make sense within the story, I'm fine. Like, here's the thing. You can't keep swinging for the fences with every Ghostface reveal if you're going to keep making Screams. At some point, it just needs to make sense within the story, be somewhat, you know, just make it tight in a plot, and it works. This movie's Ghostface are revenge killers from the last movie's Ghostface. That makes sense to me. Yeah. And I'm totally fine with just kind of okay, that's, you know, kind of an average reveal. But the movie itself was so good leading into it, it doesn't take away anything for me. You mentioned Melissa Barrera was awesome. This was her movie. You know, last movie was kind of a hodgepodge of a bunch of different actors really shining. This movie was hers for sure. I thought Jenna Ortega was great. The core four, as you said, were all really good in their roles. I had a lot of fun with them. I think these characters, to me, are strong enough to just continue the franchise on.
I was just going to talk about, because Nico's first qualm was that he mentioned was that none of the legacy characters were killed off. When I first watched the movie, I was a little bit disappointed in the same thing because I said to him, that's what I kind of wanted to see in this movie too. But with that said, I am hoping that in part seven, that's made up for. And if this is indeed a three movie arc, I'm hoping that, you know, we're going to get even a higher legacy character, including the core four body count in that one.
Right. I agree. Let's I have thoughts on Sidney Prescott. I want to say them because I have a specific question about it. But I agree with you, Brian. Like, I really did, and I agree with Nico. I went into this movie wanting Gale to die because that made sense narratively. Obviously, Dewey dies in 5. Gale should die in this one. And then maybe you get Sidney Prescott in the last one, see where that goes. But, and again, I'm not a big fan of, like, almost dying and then bringing everybody back. Like, I understand. But I thought it was such a great scene with Courtney Cox. Like, that's maybe Courtney Cox's best scene in the entire franchise. Like,
I agree with that.
I don't think I'm making that up. Like, she was great. And putting Ghostface on hold was just a nice little detail. Oh, I fucking loved it. It was awesome. And so that was, to me, her best scene in this franchise. I'm just so entertained by what Scream tries to do. It's commentary. Dustin, you mentioned Mindy. I just love this. Every Scream movie has, these are the rules. Like, I really appreciate that fact about Scream because I like meta stuff when done correctly. And I understand, I've seen some of the complaints about this one maybe being forced into there, but I don't think so because literally, Requel, which Halloween 2018 was a requel, then we got sequels to that movie. And this movie's kind of commenting on franchises that continue to do this while continuing to do it. So I understand the kind of meta, you know, criticism there. But look, top to bottom, start to finish, this movie had me hooked. It never let me down. It never bored me. Samara Weaving, I thought, was a great first kill. I kind of called it in our trailer reaction. You could just tell by the way they shot it a little bit, where I was like, yeah, it's probably the first kill. But I, you know, we talked about Gale, which I'm going to get to it. Gale may be the first kill in Scream 7. That's my prediction. Those are general thoughts. I really did think we were going to have a tag team match. Freaking Dustin pulled the swerve on me. That's okay. Let's go on to a couple other questions here, Nico. I'm starting with you again. We're going to go in this order. What are your thoughts on Kirby as a character in this movie? I know that you don't love or didn't love Hayden Panettiere's original Kirby as much as the three of us did. So I'm really curious to hear your thoughts first as what you thought about the character of Kirby in this movie. Was it a wasted opportunity? Did it add anything? Did it take away? How do you feel about the addition of Kirby coming back from Scream 4?
No, I thought she was fine. I didn't have any problems with her. I like that she was, you know, an FBI agent, you know, investigating the Ghostface killers, because that makes sense for her character in Part 4. Don't really know how I feel about, like, the scene with her and Mindy talking about how much they love movies. All right, let's move on. Okay, y'all both love movies. Awesome. Great.
This man hates meta. I can't believe it.
That's how big everybody surprise. Feels when they shit. Listen to our podcast.
No, but at the end when she got shot, I was like, all right, she's got to be dead, right? She's dead now, right? Nope. She stands up, and, of course, Ethan, he survived too, which is, I think, a fan question from Sean later. It's like, man, nobody dies in this movie at first, do they? It's just these guys are strong, man. It's like, all right. But back to Kirby, no strong feelings, really. It was nice seeing her, and I felt like the character she played fit the character she played in 4. It made sense. Right. And I didn't buy that she was, you know, losing it and got kicked out. I didn't buy that at all.
All right, Brian, thoughts on Kirby? Same kind of question there.
Well, Kirby's my favorite. I've said it before. She's my favorite in the franchise. I can't really tell you a whole lot of why, but she just – so it was really nice to see her back. Now, I think I'm more happy that she was just used as a red herring. If she would – I fully expected her to die. She didn't. I fully expected her to maybe make her a killer. They didn't. So I think that was on purpose. Like, I think all of that was a swerve, and, I enjoyed her being back in it.
Before I ask Dustin, either of your thoughts, do you think Kirby is in Scream 7? Does she just kind of go away? Is there something written for her? Do you see Kirby making an appearance in Scream 7?
Good question. I have no idea. I'm trying to get Guy Busick back on here, and right. Maybe there's some questions that we can maybe throw his way, although I don't see him answering that either.
Right. All right, Dustin, thoughts on the character of Kirby?
Honestly, to that question about do we see her in Part 7, it wouldn't surprise me if that was contingent on whether or not they get Sydney. I think that you got to have a certain number of legacies. Like, they've shown they want that. And so I think that that's contingent. If Sydney says yes, then I don't think they push as hard for Kirby. But it wouldn't surprise me either way. Now, as far as Kirby's character in this movie. I liked it to a certain extent. I do like that, you know, they try to put you off on the scent, like, oh, it's her, she's the killer and everything. But honestly, I never bought it from the beginning. And once Bailey makes that phone call and says that she was fired 2 months ago, that's when I knew for sure I ain't buying it. Like, it's Bailey. It's going to be Bailey in some degree. And so, yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel about that. Now, also, I didn't say it when you guys were talking about it earlier, but I didn't see the trailer. You know, I don't watch trailers, and so I wasn't on the trailer reaction with you guys. But so I didn't know Samara Weaving's kill was going to be first. Like, you guys had the effect or had the suspicion, but I'm thankful. Go ahead.
Okay. I like the character of Kirby a lot. In this movie, I do feel like maybe she was a little underutilized, but I think I understand why, because they really wanted to kind of put more emphasis on the core four, as it was for so sure. dubbed in this movie. And I think that was the right decision after seeing it and really letting it sit with me. I like the legacy characters, but I do think going forward, it's okay to feature more of your main cast. Like, I thought the legacy characters in 5 were used perfectly, and I'm not saying that I wanted Dewey to die, but I wanted all the legacy characters to eventually die, because everyone dies at the hands of Ghostface at some point. I know not at the pace Nico would like, but they do die eventually.
let me tell you something. When we're in this movie and we see this shrine, this museum, if you will, that they built, when we got to the Dewey tribute, I damn near shed a thug tear. I'll just be honest with you right there.
Well, hey, Mike, let me give you a hot take here, because when we had Patrick Maroney on, when we were kind of talking about the last trailer, he made a really something. He said something to me that really, like, I was like, damn, I want to see that. And I wanted to. He said that, you know, Scream 5 was Dewey's movie as a legacy character. This was going to be he thought this was going to be Gale's. And then, you know, the last one was going to be Sydney's. And I was like, OK, that's cool. But this one wasn't Gale's. And now that I have seen this one, like, I don't know if we need Sydney. Like, you know, I don't know if we need.
I'm going to get Gale to that. That much. You're like, leading me right to my next question, okay, Brian. Sorry. No, that's great. That's perfect. Perfect segue. Let's talk about Sydney Prescott, who's not in the movie. Then we'll get back to a few things about the movie. Sydney Prescott, obviously not in the movie. Nev Campbell, you know, pay dispute. You know, whatever the disagreement was there. Two things. One, if we never see Sydney Prescott again, I'm okay with it, because I thought her last line in Scream 5 was absolutely perfect. Sam goes, am I going to be okay? Sydney says, eventually, has a little smile, and that's the last time we ever see her. I think that's a beautiful moment right there. And if we never see her again, totally fine. And I like the way they covered it in this movie, that she got her husband, her kids to a safe place. She's tired of dealing with this shit. And that's just logically, which I know we kind of throw out the window with Scream. That makes sense. Why am I coming back to get stabbed for the 19th time? I'm good. So I understand why they did that. However, fully expect Nev Campbell and the studio to work something out for Scream 7, because I do agree with Brian. We don't know, but clearly a 3-movie arc was not intended, but always thought of in the back of the creators' minds. Let me go to Nico, who, again, I don't think he's as attached to these legacy characters. Thoughts on Sydney Prescott, the lack thereof? Do you think it would have helped this movie, hurt this movie, and your thoughts on that character going forward?
Well, I hope we get Guy back on the show just so we can ask him what, maybe if he'll reveal what the original plan was for her, but I kind of feel the same way about her and Gale in this movie. You didn't need either of them for this movie.
Right.
I don't think Gale was even necessary. She was just there. And I know I'm probably going to get shit for this, but I didn't even like the line that Gale said about Sydney, that they didn't want to pay her to be in the movie. I don't think they should have even threw that one line in. They could have left that line completely out, in my opinion. I mean, this woman has brought this franchise how much money, and you didn't want to pay her. I get it. That's between them. I'm not going to speak on it, but I feel like they could have left that line out. I agree with you, though, Mike. That was a good line for her to leave on eventually. But it just – and I'm not even the biggest Scream fan here, but it kind of just left a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth that they didn't pay her after 5 movies, but then they wanted to give her a little cheap nod that she's hiding in the mountains or whatever. You know, she's hiding in a safe spot with her family. I don't know. I feel like they could have just left it out. I do hope that Sydney comes back one more time just so we can see her again, kind of like how we feel about Heather with another nightmare movie. I would like to see it at least one more time. I'm trying to explain it right without contradicting myself. I'm good with her, with Five being her last movie, if it wasn't for a pay dispute. The pay dispute thing bothers me because she's brought in so much money, and I hate that she wasn't in this one because of that. I wish it would have just been her choice not to be in it.
Right.
Well, Brian? I mean, I would love to actually talk to Guy about that. Now it's just one side of it, but and he's not really involved in it, so I'm sure he would probably tell the truth. But I think that they didn't want to pay her for the little cameo that she was going to have anyway. I don't think she was going to have a big role in this movie.
No, I don't think she was.
So, and I get that. Now, I mean, they made triple her salary. If they're going to have her in the next one, they better fucking pay her. But yeah. I think personally you have to say something because, like, you have an entire five movies that's based around Sidney Prescott, and this is the first one that's really not, and you don't mention her? I would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Dustin, thoughts on the character of Sidney?
Yeah, so I see both sides of what you're saying. I agree, Nico. Like, it's kind of like, damn, you didn't want to pay her to be in movies, so you're going to – it's kind of – but I also would have been, you don't even mention her. Like, this is her – at least she's getting that kind of a tip of the cap. But also, the way that this movie played out and the way this movie was written, if she doesn't appear in Seven, it's perfectly fine. And if you'd have asked me that after watching part five, I'd be like, no, there's no way. They're not going to be able to make this franchise continue without Sydney. But now they've done it so perfectly, in my opinion, that, okay, if she's in it, great. If she's not, I'm okay.
I view it the same way I do. And I know that I'll have some disagreement here, but I view it the same way I did after Halloween 2018 with Jamie Lee. Cool. We got her back. That was her swan song in the franchise and she died in that movie. Totally fine. If you want to put her in another one, that's also fine. I think the character has served its role. It's kind of how I feel about Sydney. I love the character. She's the best final girl of all time to me. I would have loved to see her in this movie, even in a small role. But if the last line she ever delivers is that line in Scream 5, I'm all the way okay with that. I thought it was a perfect way to send that character off. But I hope and think, as a prediction, which we're going to get to at the end, I don't think we've seen the last of Sidney Prescott. That is my personal belief. Let's talk a little about the main character from this movie. I wanted to ask this question before we get out of here. The character of Sam, we all kind of gave a nod that this character was heightened and much better in this movie than maybe in 5. I know Brian really liked it in 5 as well, but really kind of kicked the tires on that character of Sam. Melissa did a great job. You know, we're on a first-name basis. You know how these things go. But she does a great job. I want to know a specific thing. We get to the end. She's holding the ghost face mask. How do we feel about the character of Sam? Are we setting something in 7 up that's not Sam as a ghost face almost, but Sam is finally going all the way into her dark side? I don't know if her putting the mask on the ground, I don't know if I overread that or whatever, but what do we think about the character of Sam and the direction that we're going to be heading into Scream 7? Nico?
I have no clue.
I know. It was mixed messages.
She kind of gave that mask a little awkward stare, like, hell yeah, kind of my dad wore this mask. I want to wear this mask. Kind of look. But then she dropped it and walked away with her sister. So I really don't know what Sam's next move is. I know that's not good review talk, but
I
don't know what to say, really. I don't know what to expect.
Go ahead, Brian.
I mean, I don't know what to expect either. My biggest thing, and this is not really, I guess, answering the question so much, because I think that her dropping the mask was supposed to symbolize her maybe getting over it for the most part. But my biggest qualm with this movie was how much I wanted to see the Ghostface survive. Know who the ghost face is leading into 7 and then going after Sydney, because then there's a reason for it. To me, it's going to be hard. And hey, Radio Silence has killed it thus far, but it's going to be hard for you to give me a legitimate killer that wants to go after Sydney again if that's indeed the way that they go.
Unless Sydney's the killer.
Unless Sydney's the fucking killer. That would be fantastic for that. Life. But I think they would riot. People would riot.
I have a feeling that's been pitched to Nev before and she said no. I have a good feeling about that. Because that was the rumor around Scream 3, which would have made no sense at all.
Sydney is already – I mean, they've already said that she's supposedly said that she will not die. She will not film Sydney dying, supposedly. So if that's the case, then she probably did say no to that too.
That's a perfect way to wrap a bow on the franchise then. Sydney's the killer and she doesn't die.
There you go.
That's a good point. The only other
I was just going to say where I see Sam's character going, you know, maybe Sydney's the killer, maybe cute guy. Danny becomes a killer. I don't know. I just know that it results in me having to swoop in and save the day, and Sam and I live happily ever after.
There you go, buddy. That's what I'm talking about.
I honestly, Brian, I like your idea. That's why I was kind of hoping that she didn't drop that mask, because I was kind of hoping for a Sam versus Sydney finale. Billy Loomis's daughter versus Sydney. If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it. Like,
The series ends with them both killing each other, or yes, both, or what, not even knowing. That would be cool.
Absolutely. What I have a small nitpick with this movie. A strength from the last one to me was Skeet Ulrich's appearances in the mirror. I thought it was not as good in this movie. It kind of bugged me a few times. It was never bad, but I also don't know if it was as effective in this movie as it was in the last one. Maybe because we've already seen it before. It's like, you know, you've seen, you know, one Ric Flair match, you've seen them all. Sorry, Dustin, go ahead.
It's just not true. I mean, I can see another. So another thing that happened in the ending here was when, you know, she had that deranged look in her eye and Tara gave her the look like, oh, shit, are you okay? But then when Sam's like, but you fucked with family, and they both had that gratification. And so, like, maybe an ultimate swerve. Maybe they're tag teaming killing in the last one. Yeah,
Let's go.
Damn, that'd be something. That'd be something. The core four gets split up. Goddamn NWO, white and black versus red and black. Let's do this. we've all kind of commented on what I, or at least Nico did. So we throw around the room. I thought this, not the reveal, just the approach to Ghostface in this movie, I really enjoyed. A more violent Ghostface, a more brutal Ghostface. I thought the looks, quote unquote, of Ghostface were all really good. The old torn mask, I thought, played well. The newer, you know, the one from Scream 3, which had like little sparkles on it and shit. Like, I thought that was done really well. So if Nico wants to go again, he can. If not, just whoever wants to chime in. Thoughts on Ghostface as a character, not the reveal, but the actual character of Ghostface in this movie.
I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead, Nico.
I'll say we touched on the bodega scene in our trailer review. Thought the bodega scene was one of my favorites. Very tense. It wasn't fucking around, you know, killing people, you know, brutally. I loved that. But that was also a thing. And the thing is, there's, what, two or three different Ghostface. So I guess you can kind of explain away that, like, why one Ghostface kills the fuck out of people and the other one's kind of just stabbing the fucking love handle and then the leg and then run away. I guess you can explain it that way with three different ones, but that's the only thing I really didn't like is the inconsistency with the Ghostface killers. Like, some people are getting like the film student at the beginning in the refrigerator, they got cut up into how many different pieces and they're stuffed in the fridge, but then the next person is getting stabbed in like the love handle twice and they run away. It's like, man, keep the killer consistent. That's my biggest gripe. Like, if you're a killer, kill them. Like, stop fucking around.
Well, I mean, that could have been to
but
show
the look was great.
That could have been done to, you know, show there were two killers. And so maybe that's the difference in Ethan versus, what's her name?
Quinn. Yeah.
Dr. Quinn Medicine.
Was Bailey a ghost face too, I'm assuming?
Who?
I have to assume he was a ghost face as well.
He was the mastermind. He was the mastermind. Yeah.
We never saw him in the mask itself, but it's very plausible that he was.
Right. So. Brian, thoughts on Ghostface as a character?
Well, I agree with Nico and Dustin both. They're both – I mean, they were – Ghostface to me was phenomenally brutal in this one. And we knew that was coming just by some of the trailer or whatever.
Right.
But You talked about the bodega scene. Dude, that subway scene to me, in the trailer, I was like, oh, okay, that's going to be cool. But that ended up being my favorite fucking scene in the whole movie because of the way they use that lighting and the flashes and the ghost face mask getting closer and closer every time. That was badass to me.
Yep.
Dustin, any thoughts on Ghostface you haven't already shared?
Yeah, absolutely. So the violence was awesome. The kills were awesome. I do have a huge problem with him pussyfooting around in the bodega, though. You got a fucking shotgun. Yeah, why was he creeping and, you know, he's creeping and waiting, or he or she, because we don't know which one it was. Why was Ghostface acting like so timid and scared of these two girls who are crawling on the floor? You got a fucking shotgun. Run around that bitch till you get them. And then I have a huge problem. My biggest problem with the whole thing is the believability and the lack of logic at the very end. Like, if we're considering Bailey one of the Ghostface, he didn't have a mask on, but he had a fucking loaded gun and he let Sam run full speed at him and tackle him. Like, if you're there to kill her, you have a loaded gun. So but honestly, that's typical Ghostface stuff, though. Like, he's always... Every movie, Ghostface is a bumbling idiot and drops the bag as far as the kills go. So maybe it was intentional, but overall, though, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I also thought, and I agree with everything that everyone said, I also thought this may have been Roger L. Jackson's best vocal performance.
Oh, man. He added
some little tweaks and, you know, little laughs and stuff like that. I thought Roger L. Jackson added a lot to this version of Ghostface this time for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Any thoughts left you have you want to share on Scream 6 before I move on to my final question, which is predictions for Scream 7 if we have any?
Just, you know, Melissa Barrera, check your DMs.
Hey, man. Give my boy Dustin a shot. He's a king. Got to help him pick up his crown and put it back on. That's all.
I know you're married, but we can work around that.
What do you guys think of the opening? I mean, as soon as that ghost face, was it Jason? Was that his name? Pulled his mask off. I was like, oh shit. Like, okay, we're getting, something's going on.
And I thought it was something new. I was a little excited. Yeah.
Honestly, it was disturbing to me to see how okay he was with, just fucking killing somebody. Then going to his apartment and doing something we've never seen before, I don't think in any horror movie, and talking to somebody about killing somebody else just nonchalantly. And that opening scene to me, I mean, people have bitched about it, but I thought it was phenomenal.
I actually really liked the original idea of finishing Richie's movie by them. Not so much of it. I'm fine with the Ghostface reveal, but I thought that would have been a different way to do it where, holy shit, we know who one of the Ghostface is early on. Like, I feel like that's kind of a different approach they could have ran with if they chose to, for sure.
I liked it. We got back to, you know, Scream 5 was the first movie that the opening scene didn't contain a kill, you know, with Tara surviving that attack. But I liked the fact that we got back to our roots there and we got a kill. But like you said, Brian, I thought that was awesome. When he took off the mask initially, I was like, oh, shit, that's where we're going. Like, we know who the killer is throughout this movie. And that would have been cool. But I also like we're just right off the bat going to a swerve and planting it. The mystery is back like 10 minutes into the movie. And like you said, also, Brian, that was some chilling shit. Just watching how normal he took the mask off, was walking down the street and says, hey, to Tara, like everything's all good. Yeah. And then goes back to his apartment and it's like, oh, it felt awesome. She wasn't even human. And then each time I stabbed, she was less human. Holy shit. That's some chilling stuff.
That was some true crime shit. What did Nico and Dustin, what do you guys think about the you saw the Jason Takes Manhattan reference in there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the best Jason films, so.
Oh, shit.
All right, anyway.
Even you said it wasn't, but okay.
You did. All right, I don't actually think that, but I like it. That was awesome.
I say, we have to do it 4K. I did like that being in there.
That's one of the things that I'll say about the people that have revived this franchise, Bettinelli, Open, and Gillett, and you know the writers as well. But I like all the nods to horror that they put in. It's not, there's a lot of forced meta, like you talked about earlier, Mike, that one scene. But like the subtle stuff, watching a horror movie on TV, the horror movie posters all over the apartment. Mm-hmm. We got a Freddy Krueger Halloween costume. a Michael Myers costume.
All like, in the subway, there was all kinds of stuff.
That's just good shit.
Yeah,
and that's cool because they're not using, they weren't using like, it was cool to me to see the old 80s killers, not some new age stuff that people were dressing up as. I thought that was, I was like, oh, okay, that was cool. That was nostalgic for me too.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, fellas. And really quick, I thought they used this, I thought they used the setting of New York about as well as they probably could have. I mean, unless you wanted to get a fight on top of the Empire State Building or something, then I felt like they used it pretty well.
It would have been cool to see someone's head get literally punched off their body like in Jason Takes Manhattan.
Only good part of that movie. Go ahead, Brian.
Like, okay, so something I noticed because I told you guys in the text message I got the who the killers were spoiled. Actually, I only got two of the three. I didn't know there were three. I only got two of the killers being spoiled to me, and it was by choice. I couldn't deal with it. But knowing who those two killers were, if you go back, and I know nobody's watched it a second time, but that was basically my first time watching it, but I knew who the killers were already, so I paid attention. It's like the first movie with Stu and Billy. If you pay attention, the stuff they say, the things that, like Bailey, the way he acts, the stuff says, it's a complete giveaway now that you know that. That's very cool to me. Picking up on something like that.
I will say, Bailey's the only one I predicted. Thought Ethan was too obvious, but so that's probably my least favorite is Ethan. But I actually really like the swerve of one being Quinn. I know that some people didn't. I actually thought it worked really well, at least for me. So I'm okay with the Ghostface reveals not being just epic. You know, it's normally, by the way, if it's a Ghostface, probably should investigate new characters. That's just kind of the way the movies work.
And going back to the opening, Ghostface ending it, going into the title card saying, "Who gives a fuck about movies?" Oh, shit, dude. That was fucking I was like, oh, yes, we're going to get a badass thing here.
Also, I love that. Also, that's the writers making fun of us, which I appreciate. I really do. All right, fellas, we're about 37 minutes here. Let's see if we can get some quick thoughts and predictions on what we expect out of this franchise going forward. Personally, I only expect one more movie, and I hope that's the case. So we put a nice, neat bow on a three-movie arc to finally end this thing. I know Dustin's ready for – he's tired of sequels. I know Nico's ready because he doesn't like the franchise. And I think me and Brian are ready because sometimes the story just needs to end. Nico, your thoughts on where the Scream franchise is headed, what you'd like to see, what you wouldn't like to see, et cetera, et cetera.
They move to Atlanta, go to Georgia Tech. Some other long-lost family members get revenge on them and fail. I'm just kidding. I honestly don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. I kind of feel, Brian, you kind of mentioned, like, I don't know what the fuck you do next. I mean, this is what I was referencing. I was kind of hoping a Ghostface would live. I know Patrick brought that up as well.
Right.
Three of them are dead. So what's next? I don't have a clue. Do you bring Sydney back? Does Gail come back? Like, I have no clue what the next move is. I really don't have a clue. I'm sorry for the listeners, but I don't know. I don't know.
Go ahead, Brian.
I don't know what I want to see anymore because I had my mind made up, like I said, and now I don't know. I don't know what I want to see. So I guess I'm just going to trust in radio silence. Although we trusted in David Gordon Green, and look where we got with Halloween Ends.
I trust Radio Silence way more than I trust that motherfucker.
Yeah,
but to
your point earlier, you said that me and you just kind of want to, you know, sometimes a story needs an end, and I agree with that. Actually, I'm more worried about them making a bad Scream movie, which I haven't seen a bad Scream movie yet. And I don't want to fuck that up yet. So
three's not bad; it's just not as good as the others. Come on.
It's got Jane Silent Bob in it. It's great.
Thank you.
I mean, we had five killers. We had five killers in this movie. We had the three that were going after because of Richie's face. I mean, and that's to me, again, that's a great motivation because, I mean, losing your son, there is no, I mean, like, I don't know of a better motivation for that. And to me, that is way better than Billy's mom. I don't know why that just didn't work for me in Scream 2. But these three to me, like, it felt like they were really going out for revenge. But then we had those two killers at the very beginning that were just going to go out and kill Sam and Tara just for to finish Richie's movie. So I know that it doesn't really – at this point, there are so many possible people that could die. But if you're going to have somebody go after Sydney, now we've got some complex shit to me. So I don't know.
I'm going to piggyback off of you, Brian, but go ahead, Dustin.
Oh, no. So I'll just tell you what I want to see. Fuck it. We're going all out here.
That's right.
Hot takes. Sydney does come back. Sydney and Sam tag team and just kill everyone. And by God, Gail better die. My biggest disappointment in this whole movie is Gail surviving.
I think she will.
I was a little disappointed in that as well. But not because I don't like the character.
She should have died in part five instead of Dewey.
Well, that means is that Dewey would have died in New York City, and that would not have been good for Dewey. If you wanted to flip him, you could. But, hey, Dewey went out honorably, and that's okay, even though I guess he got killed by one of the worst. My prediction for part seven is
actually that Doctor Strange opens up the multiverse and brings Dewey back.
All right, okay.
Well, Mike, don't you dare say you want to see Stu back. Don't you dare say that.
I can say whatever I fucking want to say, goddammit. What I'm about to say, to piggyback off of Brian, he said technically we had five Ghostface killers in this movie, correct? Okay. That sounds like a little bit of a following. Some would even say a cult following. What I would like to see is some kind of cult of Ghostface led by Stu Mocker this whole time. He's been alive. His parents faked his death for him. He's been in hiding. And Matthew Lillard comes back in this one final showdown between Stu and Sydney. Because let's face it, Sydney, your mother's no Sharon Stone.
No. Bring him back. Fuck it. Chad survived. That bastard got stabbed 37 times and lived.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous.
Cut me deep here, man.
Gail survived, got stabbed another 38 times after getting stabbed in the last one, getting stabbed in the fourth one.
Oh, absolutely. They all just have every movie.
Bring him back. Bring Stu back.
I want Stu back. It'd be awesome.
Y'all notice how after the tussle in the apartment when Mindy's arm got all sliced up, right? Like the next day or hours after this, they're sitting on that bench, and Chad just like slams his head on her shoulder and she just didn't even react. It's the little fucking details, man. Her arm was hurt.
And then after she got her arm sliced, she's like debilitated. She can't move.
Yeah, that's what
but then she's running back to him after getting out of the hospital. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, those little details I can forgive.
Chad better be fucking like paralyzed in a handicapped wheelchair after all that shit. Dewey had a limp for four damn movies because he got stabbed in two, or was it one? It was a one. So shit, you better be. But
Chad and Tara's about to have three kids, and they're going
to
be
playing
football and everything.
Scream 6 with the underlying theme about conspiracy theories and people believing anything. Drop the TV on the killer to literally prove that. Scream 6 is about Mike.
No. Scream 7 is going to be about Mike because Stu Mocker makes his triumphant return after all this time to be running the cult of Ghostface that finally kills Sidney Prescott. That's probably not going to happen. I think it would be fun as hell because it would piss a lot of people off, and it would be hilarious to piss a lot of people off in a good way.
I have one more question. What kind of protein intake do you think Kirby's character had? Because she chunked that TV after being shot pretty impressively.
It sounds like you just can't forgive any leaps in logic and want to have a little fun, huh?
I'm just asking questions here.
We sent your favorite slasher to fucking space.
She just pushed it off. She didn't throw it. Let's watch that again.
That was after he got stabbed through the mouth, correct? And he got up and started running. I'm just trying to get the facts here.
Oh yeah, that guy just stabbed through the mouth. I was like, "What the? That was Tara, like, fantastic kill."
And him up, and he still
explain to me now. Explain that's to me how point. Your favorite slasher was like 8 years old, drowning in a lake in the first movie, and then he comes back and he's like 25 years old and he's 7 foot tall with a fucking axe. Explain that to me.
We're focusing on the wrong details. Did y'all see when Tara knocked that bitch's eye straight like Debo, like Craig did Debo, though? She took a brick to the face.
Good. Also like that Tara punched Gail right in the fucking mouth.
Oh, that was great, too.
Hey, serious question. Like, I'm not joking. How did y'all feel about Gail's character going back to her roots like that? I didn't like that.
I liked it.
After the moment we got in five, I was like, but that is Gail. That's who she is.
I did not need Gal in this movie at all.
I understand. I felt like after everything they've been through, she lost Dewey. I didn't feel like she'd go back to her slanderous ways.
But she's got nothing else left. Like, you know, some people, I guess, react with grief.
They did say that when she's talking, when, like, they confront her, like, oh, you're doing whatever it takes to stay relevant or whatever. Like,
I think a lot of people feel like you thought that Gale wasn't needed in this film. And I think they did a great job addressing that within the film, like calling her never the leading lady, kind of the, you know, least important of the original three. Like, they commented on that as Ghostface. And I think Gale knows that too, but I mean, she's still integral to the franchise as far as just legacy characters go. But I think even she would tell you she's probably the least significant of those three. Something
else that did bother me is when she was on the phone with Ghostface. Now, unless she put it in her book, explain to me how any of those fucking Ghostfaces knew that she'd never been called before.
That's true. Maybe in all the Stab movies, Gale never got called.
I mean, I don't know. You know, shout out to my wife because, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, and me and her have talked about it before, about the good guys always having iPhones and that they won't let bad guys have iPhones. Not a single person in this movie had an iPhone, and I thought that was a nice touch. That was a nice touch. Nice touch, though.
It was a nice touch. I noticed that as well.
Yeah, I agree. Because you don't want to give anything too much away there. Fellas, any final thoughts before we get out of here? We've almost gone an hour on an instant reaction. We haven't even got a chance to break down the whole movie yet. That'll be coming as soon as it hits, I believe, probably Paramount Plus, if I'm not mistaken. Any final thoughts, fellas?
Well, the Ghostface said in the trailers, and they pushed it big time hard about, hey, this is something different, and I'm something different. Like, what do you think that they were different? What was different about them?
I don't. I've heard Ghostface say that before, and I kind of just think that's Ghostface's thing. I'm different than the last Ghostface, you son of a bitch. And
maybe
really,
the Ghostface that said that was the two Ghostface at the beginning that got cut up and put in the refrigerator, maybe because they were different.
Now, they would have been different. That is a great point.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to disagree. I'll say that if I had to put something to that, these people are, I think these Ghostfaces didn't care about Sydney. They didn't give a shit about what all the other ones were going after before. They weren't going after Sydney. And, you know, they didn't give a shit about staying hidden. Having killing in public, going into that bodega, like you said earlier, they didn't give a shit about that. They didn't give a fuck about staying hiding. That's the only thing I can really think of about being different would be those pieces there.
Hard to disagree on that. Anything else before we wrap this up, fellas?
What's y'all Scream rankings now?
Okay, yeah, let's go through real quick. We'll rank these Scream movies, and then we will get out of here. Let's start with Nico.
1, 22, 4, 2, 23, 3.
Okay, Dustin.
CTE. Okay, let's think about this. 1, 4, 6, 2, 5, 3.
Okay.
That's so, all right, I'm going to go Scream 1, obviously, Scream 4, Scream 6, Scream 5, Scream 2, and then Scream 3.
Okay, I got a four-way tie for number 1 with Scream 4, Scream 6, and Scream 5. Then below that, I have Scream 3, and then below that, I have Scream 2.
Wow.
Scream 4. Okay. Actually, okay, nope. Number 1, Scream 4. Then a three-way tie for number 2 with Scream 96, Scream 6, and Scream 5, and then Scream 3, and then Scream 2. There we go.
Wow. You now like Scream 6 and 5 as much as I'm lying.
But I do like them both the same. Okay. I will say that.
Hey, can I read the fan comments and questions before we get out of here?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right, on Instagram, jhambrick88 commented, I love the movie. It was better than the last one, and I hope they're done with the legacy characters and focus on the new characters. I wonder where they're going to go with the sequels or if they will stay in New York. It had great kills and a good storyline. How long did it take y'all to figure out who the killers were, if you did? I think we kind of all addressed that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the comment. Gail the Snail comment, we were supposed to see it today, but had to cover people's shifts at work instead. I know the pain. I'm so looking forward to seeing it and hope you guys all loved it. Well, three of us did. Jackson's mommy commented with 3 fire emojis. Loved it. It had good, fresh energy. I will say it had a nice, fresh energy. I really liked the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Jesse Kraft commented, seeing it tonight with the hands up emoji. Hey, comment and let us know if you liked it. Eric Paul, 1986, commented, after two movies with the new characters, do you think there's a need for legacy characters in the next movie? I love the show. Keep up the good work. I kind of feel like we've touched on that as well with the legacy characters. I don't think you needed Gail in this one, so I don't really
I don't think they're needed, but I'm not against them being in there if they're used correctly.
Same. Right.
I agree.
But don't overdo it.
Yes.
Don't overdo it with too many of them.
Yep, I agree.
And the last one we have is from Mitch RT93. Saw it this weekend and was pleasantly surprised. Far better than the last one, in my opinion. Fast-paced and great kill scenes. It made me actually care a bit more about the Carpenter sisters as characters. Although it does feel a bit strange having a Scream movie without Nev Campbell in it. Hope she comes back for even just a small cameo appearance in the next one with a thumbs up emoji. That's all the Instagram comments we have. I appreciate the really good comments.
Absolutely. Only two, or at least that I could find, only two comments on Twitter or replies here. Sean Irwin said, man, they robbed us of one of the most badass kills the franchise could have had. Tara earned that. I
agree with that.
I'm down with that. I agree. I do. Michelle Mirza says, I saw it on Friday. Definitely has its flaws, but overall, I enjoyed it. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. Like they enjoyed it, but maybe they found some big time, flaws within the story and plot. All right, fellas, thanks for doing this. Sorry I was late, but we got it in. We got it done. I appreciate you guys being on here. And I appreciate Dustin actually going to see this in the theater today. That made my heart happy. Not because he went to the theater, but so that he could join us on Scream Reaction Show. I mean, hey, man, the theater is what it is. I did want him to do the show with us. I'm glad he got to do that. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, fellas?
I was about to say you didn't even fucking go to the theater.
I know. It's not my fault y'all won't risk it.
He went to see Halloween Ends in the theater, so God bless. He deserved a pass.
I did. On opening night, too. Like, the Christ. Opening night before the opening night. And I'm still pissed off about it, so don't do that.
$60 million opening weekend.
Well, Scream 7's already been written, boys.
I will say.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I'm most looking forward to after I saw this in theater was that new Nicolas Cage movie. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but Renfield.
Oh my God.
Renfield looked fucking awesome, dude.
That looks awful.
Fuck y'all. I'm picking it.
I haven't seen the trailer, obviously, terrible. But everyone else said it looked really shitty. So Dustin's he's on a lone island on that.
Hey, Dustin, I'll let you and Sean Irwin take care of that one.
There you go. Fellas, thanks for joining me. We'll catch you the next time we get to do an instant reaction all together. Whenever that is.
Just want to remind everybody.
Don't go out there.
When the hands of fate fall on the midnight hour. Behind this mask of hate. I've done the devil.